Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. Mike Rizzo is going to join us coming up in an hour. So far, you can vote at Junks Radio. We're asking you in our Surfside poll of the day, who deserves the blame for the Nationals becoming bottom feeders since the 2019 World Series? Out of the three choices, Rizzo's last with only 5%. Scott Boras has 9%. Ownership, 86%.
Wow.
Wow, 86%. You can vote ownership
at Junks Radio. Speaking of polls, the Washington Post did a poll with Scar. I'm not quite sure who Scar is. It's called the Washington Post Scar School Poll. And they asked about the fans of the Commanders and the team name. I'll start with the fans. What they found is, and we've always known this, winning brings out the fans. So a year ago in D.C., 45% of the sports fans said they were Commanders fans. That's up to 61%. So from 45 to 61. In 2023, it was 31. So it's gone 31, 45, 61. So since Snyder's bounced in 2023, it's gone up double.
People have accepted it. Winning matters. That's all that matters.
Winning cures all.
If you win, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I think my man Cakes is going to lose this bet.
So
yeah, I've less confidence with every passing
so that's
at
just,
this point.
That's just rooting for the team. Rooting for the home team, again, has basically doubled in 2 years. That's during Josh Harris's run, and it obviously helps that they are winning. Here's what's interesting. The name. In 2022, people were asked about the team name. Nobody liked it. Even last year, only 34% liked or loved the name Commanders. But that has increased dramatically, too. So, Cakes, you're going to hold on to they're going to change the name, but then you go to what some of the things that the owners have said about the team name.
Yep, I know. It's not great.
What is the percentage of people that like the name now?
I thought it was above 51% now.
Right.
Yeah, makes sense. As compared to 32% last year?
Right.
Is that what you said, 32? And if they go 12-5 this year, 11,
here's the problem.
It'll be 68%.
Here's the problem, and it's a good problem to have. Jaden Daniels is making people that hate the name or think the name stinks, it's making it irrelevant
name.
Because
yes.
If they keep winning under the Commander's banner and keep putting up 10, 11, 12, if not more, win campaigns, then people aren't going to care about the name so much.
Right.
It'll become an afterthought and is already becoming an afterthought.
Nailed that.
So I may be taking an L here for the first time in a long time, taking an L.
The first time.
Most likely. I'm not surrendering yet. But safe to say that my forces, we've been retreating. We're facing heavy artillery fire, and we're retreating.
Yeah. The owners aren't going to change it. It's just too big a can of worms. They got bigger fish to fry. They're winning. It's an afterthought, Cakes.
Yeah. It's
an afterthought.
Not important, apparently.
I will say this.
I mean, Mitch Rales said this back in 2023. He said, the ship has sailed.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to relitigate the past. We're about the future. Then you look at quotes from Josh Harris. He says, the Commander's name has taken on an amazing element in our building. Certain types of players that are tough and love football are delegated Commanders. Jaden, for example, is a Commander. So we're moving forward with the Commander's name. We're excited about that and not looking back.
By the way, you mentioned that Mitch Rales is at the Pacers game earlier. His brother is a Pacers minority owner. So
yeah.
I guess that's why he was
How do
there.
Those Rales, how do they all have money? How'd the brother get the
well,
money?
Well, they're all billionaires.
How?
They started a company back in the early
80s. Oh, they started one together.
Yeah, and it's like one of the biggest companies in the world.
Okay. What is the company they started?
What's Danaher, I believe, is the name of it.
What do they do?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you one thing that they produce, sell, manufacture, but I know that it's made them filthy rich. So good for them.
You know, one thing, one reason why the Commander's name is so, you know, it's just like growing on people is obviously because of everything you mentioned. Jaden, they're winning, won 12 games last year, won a couple playoff games, got to the
NFC
Championship. You know, everything's exciting now for this year. They had Deebo Samuel, Laremy Tunsil. We like the draft. But, man, Warren Sharp put out a tweet yesterday that makes me want to reconsider when we go through the schedule. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you guys all saw this. From week 12 on last year, and we all know that we won all these close games and everything, and the Hail Mary. From week 12 on, we played Cooper Rush, Will Levis, Jake Haener, Kenny Pickett, Michael Penix, and Trey Lance.
Yep.
Those are the quarterbacks we faced heading into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
He said, overall, the number one easiest quarterback schedule of 2024.
Don't be a schedule scaredy cat. Don't be a quarterback scaredy cat.
Yeah, but
over
EB,
there.
Who'd they beat in the playoffs?
Impossible. That's impossible.
Yeah, but you don't know
who they beat in the playoffs, though.
Okay, they beat an overrated Jared Goff.
They beat Baker Mayfield and Jared
Baker,
Goff.
A journeyman in Baker Mayfield.
What's to say?
A journeyman who was having a fantastic year.
I do. I like him.
In weeks 12 through 18 of this upcoming season, they could face a bunch of backup quarterbacks, too.
Okay, they could.
We don't know what's going to happen
unlikely,
in the future.
Unlikely to face that.
Unlikely, but we just don't know
crop.
At this point.
That was the easiest quarterback schedule in the league last year, if you base it on quality
the
of your quarterback.
The Commanders could be facing all backup quarterbacks by the time they hit the second half of their schedule. We don't know what injuries or poor play or
that's not the defense I would like. I would like the defense to be, well, they could still be good quarterbacks. Like, you know, Jason said.
That's always my defense, is that Commanders have Jaden Daniels. You shouldn't be a schedule scaredy cat.
No. I love our quarterback, but we're not going to face a weaker crop than that group that we faced last year.
All right, but the Eagles game, they put up 36 points. I get it. Kenny Pickett finished. Jalen Hurts started.
Yeah.
He was concussed in the game. So you throw Kenny Pickett in there. I think that Eagles win was a quality win. That was against the number one defense in the league.
Right. And then they
put up 36
they
points.
Beat us by like 100 when it mattered.
Okay. Yeah. It's going to happen.
I'm just saying, listen, I'm still bullish, but it
sounds like you're a little scared. Warren Sharp scared you.
Oh, I'm always scared.
You got
scared.
Your skirt.
I'm always scared.
Back to the
I'm
name.
I'm always scared.
And if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. So in 2024, just a year ago, only 34% liked the name. It's up to half of DC area residents. Now, they surveyed 1,600 people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you buy this? 800-636-1067 is the number. Some people might say, I don't believe this. Because I don't know. They'd say that half of DC area residents like or love the team name.
Yeah.
I think it'd be hard pressed to find anybody who loves the team name.
I would cut it off at like.
It's just that people accept it. No one's gonna like it.
I think there are more people who do love it because they won last year.
I think they're just fine with it.
But out of the half, out of the half that like/love, it's probably a very small percentage that love it.
Right. I don't think anybody really likes it. It's just it happens to be the name. Jaden is like the sexiest player in the league. We got the hottest jersey in the league.
Like, have you come across one person in your lifetime that said, I love the Commanders rebrand/name?
No.
I haven't.
No.
I haven't met one single of those people out there.
No. But it just becomes a back burner issue. That's all. It's something you don't get hostile about.
I've always said that.
So have I.
Winning is a great perfume.
It is. Winning's a great deodorant. But I'm sorry. I like good brand names. I like good branding.
We'll find one somewhere else. They didn't do a great job, but they
you know what? Thanks, Ron. Thanks a lot, Ron, for Commanders. That's your stain/legacy on this franchise.
Right.
Good job. It's another of many. Just throw it on the pile.
Now, I don't have the figure on how many hate the team name. Do we have that figure? Because we're speculating the difference between like and love, which are, you know, it depends how you term a poll. And we find that every day when we have to do our poll of the day. But hate, there's a lot. There are a lot of people, though, that I think claim certain things and then There's no way they follow through. I got a buddy who told me he had two friends of his who swore they would never wear anything Commanders. Mm-hmm. And they also like hated the whole Snyder era, but they really hated the team name. Once they got good again and made the playoffs, they were wearing Jaden Mania jerseys.
Of course. They got swept up in the Jaden Mania.
Hottest jersey in the NFL. The black one I got is fire cakes.
Black one is nice.
God, it's a great jersey.
It's a good one.
All right, let's go. Hey,
by the way, this is super encouraging news for Josh Harris and the rest of the owners to go from DC residents, 36% rooting for your team, which is embarrassing, by the way. That only 36% said that they were rooting for the home team, up to 62%.
I mean, that's a massive jump. That's just in one season.
That shows you what a fair weather fan base this is.
Well, also what a superstar Jaden Daniels is to get that many people back on board after just one campaign.
And then if you break down DC residents, it was 43-55. Northern Virginians, 30-49. Suburban Marylanders, 36-50. I mean, it's just across the board.
I will say this. There are going to always be a percentage, and I don't know what it is. Probably less than 50% because we're older. But, like, old heads that just... I guess I could say I hate the name. I definitely don't like it.
I'm always not going to like the name. Yeah.
But I'm still going to support the team,
sure.
Still gonna, whatever. But you're never going to convince me it's a good name. There's going to be that percentage.
How could you?
It's probably less than 50%, but it's going to be a rock hard number. Mm-hmm. It's not going to change. You're not going to change my opinion ever and say it's a good name.
No.
I'll never say it's a good name. I'll let Beth say, you know what? It's an afterthought.
You'll say, here's what
you're
saying.
I just want to win.
This is the worst thing you can say about it, too. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's growing
whatever.
On me, or I'm resigned to it. It's fine. That's horrible now, for your branding and your logos and everything that goes with it. But here we
I'm
are.
I'm also in the minority on this one. The Wizards has totally grown on me. I actually think it's a great name. Washington Wizards, I think, is a great name.
Well, you may feel differently in 15
about
years.
Commanders.
If you're still alive. You're still on this planet.
Let's go to Ed in D.C. Ed, what's up?
What's up, guys? I just wanted to say, man, I still hate the name. I don't care what nobody say. I hate that name. Mm. But
it's less of an issue, though, right?
Say it again?
It's less of an issue because they're winning.
It's somewhat. I mean, they can be the Washington Pajos for all I care if they winning like they are.
Right.
But I still don't think that the name thing has gone away. Because you remember the committee that turned over the land said that they weren't going to turn over the land unless they honored the Native Americans. So
that was one congressman. Grandstander.
He was the lead committee. He was the lead chairman or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but what happened with that?
I think the land has already moved to D.C.
It's already been transferred.
That issue's
dead.
We've
already forgotten that dork's name.
Yeah, we had him on the show. We had one guy grandstanding. That was it. Let's go to Mary Ellen.
Oh, I know she hates the name.
Mary Ellen.
You are correct, JP. Very correct. I don't say the word. I say the C word. And it means different things to different people.
Yeah.
Right. Definitely means something different.
So Draft says that word all the time.
Yeah.
It's very
it
vulgar.
It is Redskins 24/7. I had a big birthday a couple years ago. And my family, I'm totally into sports, and they all know it. And they got me all like, oh, this is bad. They got me Juan Soto Nats jersey, so that didn't pan out very well.
Right.
But they got me, obviously, Ovechkin jersey and stuff. And my brother's like, we tried to get you the C word.
Right.
He said the word.
Right.
Gear, but we couldn't find any. I'm like, you don't even know me. Huh. You're my brother. You have no
clue. So you wouldn't wear a Jaden Daniels jersey at this point?
No, I won't ever wear Commander stuff.
That's where I think you're in the extreme minority. Like, you hate it so much that I do think you're the extreme. Because I do think Jaden and winning has brought people out of the closet. They're dusting off their old gear or even their new gear. They're buying new gear because they have pride in the organization. And even though they cringe when they say the name, they have pride in wearing the colors again.
Well, I mean, I think it's the team is a lot more palatable under the new ownership, but for you know, obviously with Snyder gone. But I'm a Redskin fan. And you can always find Redskin stuff still. And I'll just replenish that.
You can wear that. Okay. Fair enough. All right. Thank you, Mary Ellen. Appreciate it.
Hold on real quick. Yeah. Mary Ellen.
Yeah.
Had they not gone with the name Commanders, Cakes Favored Gold. Favored Hogs.
Yes, of course.
Hogs is
how
good.
Would you have felt?
Nothing at all.
It has to be Redskins.
The only name that I would have slightly liked would have been Red Wolves because of the, you know, it's kind of like the Native Americans were native to the land and then the wolves, you know, would have been a cool. That was the only name that I would have found acceptable. But nothing will replace the Redskins, period.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you, Mary Ellen. Appreciate it.
She's resolute. We'll take more of your calls next at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies.